Are you sure that's her?
Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. I'm so glad everyone is here. Before I continue going, can everybody hear us? Type in the chat room if you guys can hear us. Just wanted to make sure before I start, because we have an exciting show today with new features, an amazing guest, and so much more. Let's see here. Okay, so I want to welcome everyone listening live and a shout-out for all of those in the chat room. I hope everyone had a great week so far and have an awesome weekend planned. Keep listening for details, and I also want to let you guys know I will be doing my October 22nd show from Georgia. We have a great show for you all today and also a fun chit-chat segment about a village just constructed for homeless cats that I found on Yahoo Headlines today. Also, an awesome interview planned with Ashley Ray, and a fun new segment called Crazy Items on Sale at eBay. that'll be exciting. So we're working on our first newsletter, so sign up now to keep up on all the latest Your Time with Josie news. Sign up by visiting our website, www.josieshow.com, and sign up on the link at the bottom of the page. Super simple, and will only take a second. Okay, you guys can hear me? Awesome. Yeah, they have this new advertised commercial stuff going on there, but we're trying to figure it out slowly but surely. It'll all come together. And so as we wait for our guests to arrive, let's begin our chit-chat segment. A man by the name of Craig Grant made a village for homeless cats that now is home for 660 cats. This village is amazing. There's a local cat Walmart with little shopping carts filled with a can of cat food. Uber, uber cute. And there's amazing pictures as well. And also there's a little home set up along a little made-up road for cats. There's also a city hall and so much more. These cats are living large and are in charge. So why I love this is because Craig is adopting homeless and abandoned cats and taking care of all of them in the most amazing way. Kudos to Craig. Everyone, we should give a applause for that one. Please make sure after the show you go to Yahoo Highlights and check out the pictures. You will not believe your eyes. I'm telling you, I'm still in disbelief. It's just amazing. It's crazy. I also love this story because many of you know that my family and myself just love animals, and we are teaming up with Save a Pet in Georgia to find homes for some amazing animals that need a loving family and home. Starting next week, we will be featuring a pet of the month on our show, so a special thank you to Save a Pet in Georgia for working with us. You can visit the website at www.saveapetinc.com, so check that out. So excited today to speak with Ashley Ray. She is such an amazing singer. I think she is just fantastic, super fantastic. And then I also want to let you all know that we will be doing our feature Pot of Gold today, giving away an autograph. And once again, there's some a new segment that's going to be exciting, and I want you all to listen in. And also, if there's something special that you would like to see featured on our show, just email me at josie@josieshow.com. And don't forget to get your Time with Josie caps and T-shirts on our website's online store. More merchandise will be available soon. So look out for that. That's pretty cool. And also, I want to mention that there is a new forum There's a community forums, and it's awesome, guys. There's an arcade. You could just sign up and everything, and it's brilliant. I love it. I have to thank Alan for that one, my web designer. It's super, super cool. And love it, love it, love it. So let's see here. It looks like our guest has arrived. Here we go. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Super excited to talk to you today.
I know. Me as well. We've had this on the books for a while, and I've noticed that Dani Flowers, you had her on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yes. She's awesome.
Well, how are you?
Super cool. I am doing great. Very good. I've been looking forward to this interview for a very long time. I'm such a big fan, and I'm just super excited.
Awesome. Well, I'm a fan of yours, too. You're 15, is that right?
Yes, 15 years old.
That is amazing that you have all of this together. You have so much, you're so put together for being so young. That's amazing. It's great.
Thank you so much. That's such an honor, and thank you so much. And your fans have been going just crazy all week waiting for this interview, so I'm just going to start out with some questions really quick. At what age did you start singing?
I always, this is probably the question I get the most, and I always say the same thing, is I never remember a time when I didn't sing. I mean, there's little video tapes and everything of me singing when I was wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt in, like, kindergarten, and there's pictures when I'm 3 sitting by the stereo singing, and I don't remember a time when I didn't sing, so, but professionally, I guess, I started singing when I was probably 14 or 15 out, you know, professionally, like, on stages and things like that.
Awesome. That's super cool. And so how did you get started in the music business?
Well, I graduated from high school and packed up my things, moved to Nashville. I knew what I wanted to do, and I knew that I had to pursue this. And so I packed up and came down here to Nashville and started going to Belmont University just, you know, as something to do during the day and something to ease my mom's mind, and I knew I wanted to go to school, but I knew that I needed to be in Nashville for music, so I just moved here and started singing down, you know, on Broadway downtown in the bars and just making myself available wherever I could, and just I just dove down in it, just in the middle of it.
Definitely.
And yeah.
And you're still going strong.
I'm hanging in there. I'm trying to.
Definitely. And who have been your biggest musical influences?
There's so many. From my parents, they were huge music fans. They listened to a lot of classic rock and a lot of country. So anyone from Willie, he's my idol, Willie Nelson. I love Leanne Womack so much. The Dixie Chicks. Reba, I love Reba, George Strait, Keith Whitley, Bob Seger, just a lot of great, I'm a huge fan of artists, like, you know, they're true, they may not be able to sing like the highest note there is on the scale, but they're just an amazing, you know, they're the whole package, and
I agree.
So I'm a huge fan of artists.
Definitely, definitely. And do you like other genres, or is like country your favorite?
Country's probably my favorite, just because I was, you know, raised up on a farm and listened to country, and I can relate to that the most. But I do love I love John Mayer. He's amazing. So I love his music, and I love all kinds of music, all kinds of genres. I'm a huge, huge fan of songs. You know, like, I love Eminem. Some of his lyrics are just really amazing. And, you know, but he raps, he doesn't sing. So it's just,
Yeah.
I'm a fan of songs. If it's a great song and it's written well, then I'm a fan. So.
Definitely. And you also have a self-titled album out. Where can fans be able to purchase this new album?
They can purchase it on iTunes. It's on iTunes, mm-hmm. Amazon.com. I did a bunch of touring in Texas, so it's in most of the Walmarts down in Texas and kind of around the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Kansas, so you can get it around there. And I'm also on a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute album that is exclusively sold at Walmart. So it's got artists like Jamie Johnson and Eric Church, and it's a great record. So check that out, too, and that's at Walmart.
Definitely, and I will absolutely check that out. I love the new songs on the album because I listen to them. And so can you tell us a little bit about the songs on this album?
Yeah, it's a 5-song EP. It's half of my album. I have a whole album recorded, and it just hasn't been put out yet to the public. So the songs are just, I mean, you're going to know me. Anyone can listen to these songs, and they'll know exactly who I am. You know, I live my songs, and I think that's important. You know, there's a lot of people who just, you know, write, and it's not the truth. You go in and you meet them the next day in a room, and you're like, wow, you are not who I thought you were. So, I mean, you're going to, if you listen to that record and you feel like she's feisty, she likes to go out and have a good time, but she's, you know, loves music, she's strong, you know, I get my strength from my mom and from living, and just, if you love the album, then hopefully I think that you'll love me.
Definitely, and I love the songs because they do tell a story, and people will get to know more about you, and those are my favorite kind of songs.
Good. Perfect.
Definitely. And so do you like to do you write your own songs?
Yeah, I do. I love writing more than anything. It's my therapy. it's everything. So I write, there are a few songs on the record that I didn't write that I, of course, wished I had, but as a music fan, you know, you can't help but want to record other songs that are amazing, you know. So there's a few, Dirt Cheap was actually recorded, written by Hillary Lindsay and Dallas mm-hmm. Davidson and Luke Bryan. They're all really, really great songwriters, and I heard the song and I you know, went to them and their people and said, I'll do anything. Can I record this, please? And so, you know, I love to write, but also I'm a fan. So there's a lot of great songwriters in Nashville and many, many great songs. So
definitely. And I just think this next question, I think it's just amazing. And can you please explain to us what A Ray of Hope is and how you got started with this?
Yeah, it's something I'm super proud of. My mom, she was diagnosed with 3 different kinds of breast cancer 2 years ago. And she, I mean, breast cancer is just, I don't know if you know anybody. I'm sure a lot of people that are listening mm-hmm. know at least someone. It's just more and more common every day. And, this is how common it is. So when I first started doing stuff about a month or two ago, getting ready for this year's race, I was looking at some statistics and everything, and it said every 75 seconds, someone dies from breast cancer. And then just yesterday, so it was a month later, now it's down to every 69 seconds. So it's just, yeah, within like a month, it's just, it's really crazy and devastating. And so my mom was diagnosed, and she lost both of her breasts and went through chemo and radiation. It's just mm-hmm. it's an evil thing. And so I made a promise with the Lord that I was going to do anything and everything I could if he got her through this. And so I'm fulfilling that promise. It's A Ray of Hope is a team that I started last year with our first year to walk, and we had 75 people join the team and walk with us that day, and we raised over almost $6,000, just us, so for the Susan G. Komen Foundation. So it's great because my mom was there. I was bawling the entire time. I couldn't keep it together because she was there walking with me, and it was just, we didn't know a year before that if she was even going to be here, and so it was just, I'm going to do anything I can to help out and raise awareness and fight this stuff.
Definitely, and can we still be able to donate or help out in any way?
Yes, you can go to the Komen site. This one, I guess, is Komen, K-O-M-E-N, Nashville.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just kind of find on there and join our team. You can click join a team, and it's A Ray of Hope. And I'll also have all kinds of links so you can go to my Twitter, Ashley Ray Music, and Facebook. It's on there. You can find it definitely. And just go and click on there, and you can donate. You can click Sleep In for a Cure, which lets you still be on our team and help our team goal of 100 people, and you don't have to be in Nashville to do it. So it's really great, and all are welcome. And if they want to come to Nashville, then they're welcome too. We'll have a good time.
Sounds great. And we posted the link in the chat room so everybody could check that out. That would be super cool. Do you have any upcoming performances where fans will be able to see you?
We're actually going to do a little thing here in Nashville on October 8th for the race. So anybody who does decide to come to town, they can see us play. And it's going to be more of a songwriter intimate thing. So a lot of the songs that, you know, maybe they haven't heard that aren't on my record, will be playing and taking requests and all of that good stuff. And then I'm headed to Texas to play in Fort Worth on the 16th, and still kind of getting some gigs around there. I go to Texas a bunch. I really, really love it. So, and we're all the time putting tour dates on there. So just go to AshleyRay.com, or I'm on MySpace and Facebook, Twitter. I'm on all those, and I check them every single day. So.
Awesome, and it's my goal to see you live one of these days, so we're going to make that happen.
Yes, definitely. We will make that happen. Where are
awesome.
You guys?
Awesome.
Where do you live?
I would love it. I am in Illinois.
Illinois, okay, very cool. Midwest girl.
Yeah, definitely, and I want to see
like
that happen. Awesome. I also want to mention that you do Ustream chats, and I joined one of them a while back ago, and it's so much fun because fans can ask you questions and get immediate responses. And I was wondering, do you plan on doing another one?
Yeah, we've kind of I don't want people to get tired of me. So we kind of limit those to every month or a couple months, or, you know, if I have something exciting to say, then you know, or some news to tell everybody. We kind of do that. We kind of save it for special things. But, yeah, I definitely will be doing those. I love those so much. It's so great hearing from everybody, and it's fun. And we had a lot of people last time, so.
Yeah, you had over, I think, 100 people. I saw that. It was crazy.
Yeah, the only time that I didn't play. Normally I play every single time and take requests and, you know, just play over the Ustream chat, and so it was the only time. I just wanted it to be about the breast cancer race and everything, and, of course, that many people log on. Exactly.
Oh, definitely.
I got some grief for not bringing my guitar.
But so. It's good, though, because, you know, then all those people were there to, you know, hear about the new charity kind of event, and I think that's always good.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted it to be about too, you know, about my mom and the race. So
absolutely, totally understandable. definitely, and also here's a fun question: if you could meet anyone dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Okay, Well, I would love, of course, dead, I would love to meet. Okay, I would love to meet my grandmother because I, first of all, my mom's mother I never met. I could talk about this all day. I'd love to meet Elvis. Elvis, that would be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Patsy Cline would be amazing. I would just sit down there and soak up every word she said like a sponge. She's just amazing. And then I guess alive, I would love to meet the Dixie Chicks. I look up to them so much. And I mean, I would have said Willie Nelson before, but I've met him, and it was the most amazing thing ever, everything I could have ever wanted. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, I would say those people.
That's super cool. And then we're going to go into some fun questions. A question in the chat room. Nellie Forbush in the chat room asks, what's your favorite color?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite colors change, like, my moods. I love purple, but I tend to have red things. My car is red. My couch is red. It's weird, but I never really say red is my favorite. And then my closet, half of my closet is black. So I really don't know what my favorite color is. I love them all. I think they just go with my moods.
Definitely. It switches off. It's all good.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Definitely. And then another fan question in the chat room, KK123456 asks, what is your favorite Reba song?
Oh, my gosh. This is a good question because I just saw Reba on Saturday night with George Strait and Liam Womack here in Nashville.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is the only song, I tend to get really emotional at live shows, and she sang The Greatest Man I Ever Knew. Oh, that's my favorite. That's amazing. And then Fancy. That's a close second. Fancy is a close second.
Definitely. I love Fancy. I love singing it. I love it.
My favorite. It's so fun.
It is. And that's so cool that you got to see them live. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was really great. It was a religious experience, you know, just so refreshing seeing people that have been in the business for so long and they're just still making great music and still love getting on stage every night. It's just so good for my soul. Good to see.
Absolutely. And I can't blame you for getting a little emotional. I probably would too.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
So loud.
Reba still sounds exactly as great as she did, you know, 20 years ago. She's magnificent.
I know, right?
Crazy.
Really?
It keeps getting hotter for some reason. I'm like, how is that happening?
I saw that message, I think, on Twitter, and I'm just like, totally true.
It is true. She's like, her hair is getting, like, redder and friskier, and, like, she's just trotting around on stage. I'm like, she looks great.
I agree. She's looking absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then some more fun questions. Do you play any instruments?
I do. I play guitar. And I started playing when I was 11. So I mostly hold the fort down in the acoustic strumming in the band. So I play guitar. And I would love, I don't have a piano or anything, but I would love to learn some piano too. Just think that vocally would help, you know. Just,
yeah.
I think there's a lot of great singers who play piano, and I think that's why that they're really great.
Definitely. So what is the best advice you have ever received?
Best advice. Follow your heart. And never, ever, I think following your heart is the best thing I could tell anyone. I'll tell my children someday, you know, when you do that, can't go wrong. And you know, depending on in relationships too, like some people would disagree and they would say, you know, you were in a relationship that for 4 years because you followed your heart and it went nowhere and he was wrong for you, and that's where a lot of my songs come from. So I'm like, I followed my heart and I got great songs for my music, and that was a point in my life, and we learned from each other. And so following your heart is the best advice I could give and have ever received.
Absolutely. That's a big one. So let's see here. What is your most prized possession?
My most prized possession? I'm not really a possession kind of person. I do love boots. Mm-hmm. I have two pairs of old Gringo boots that I love, and I'm a boot freak. But let's see. I don't even know that I would say those. My guitar is probably. I mean, without those, I wouldn't be able to do anything. I wouldn't be myself without them. So.
Definitely. And we got kind of a fun little question for you that we always ask here, because it's just so entertaining, the answers we get. But what is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you while performing?
I always hate this one because I feel like the next time I get on stage, because nothing really terribly embarrassing has happened to me, I just kind of blow it off if it does. But I always feel like, okay, it's going to happen next time. I was asked this question, it's going to happen. I'm going to pee my pants on stage, or I'm going to fall on my face. I don't know that I've actually had it yet. I haven't ever really fallen. I haven't split my pants or anything like that.
Thank you.
Besides forgetting lyrics to songs, I mean, but everyone does that. I think that's human and normal, you know. I don't think I've had that yet. So that one is to be continued.
Good. And I hope
that never
happens. Definitely. just let me know.
I'll call you. Definitely. It will happen, and I will call you and tell you when it does.
Sounds good. I hope I don't jinx you now. I apologize in advance. So what do you like to do for fun?
I'm catching up on movies, you know, watching movies that have come out, go to the movies. When I have money, I love shopping. I love to be outdoors. And more than anything, I love to be in the country. I don't get to do that very often. I grew up on a farm, and my mom now lives in the country, still in my hometown, I love it. It's so peaceful, and it's so cleansing to get away from the city and to go be in the country in the peace and quiet. So I love getting away, you know, traveling and just kind of, I guess, catching up on things, on life, on things that I would, you know, normally do if I weren't busy on the road or with my career.
Absolutely. And as you said, you used to live on the farm. Did you have, like, tons of, like, different pets? I'm an animal person.
Yeah, we did. At one time, we had 5 horses. So we had horses. I had a cow. The plan was to show her off in 4-H, but I ended up just becoming friends with her, and I would sing to her on the fence and everything.
That is
so
awesome.
I don't know anybody who's but me that would sing to me their cow, but we had dogs and cats. We didn't have pigs. We had chickens for a little bit, but the coyotes, we couldn't keep them for some reason. The coyotes were eating them. We had gerbils, fish. I mean, I had a rabbit.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a huge animal person, too. So it's driving me crazy that I have a cat named Willie Nelson, and he's in Kansas with my mom. It's driving me crazy that I can't keep him here because I'm never home. So I'm a huge animal person as well.
Definitely. I think that would be so much fun growing up with all those pets. I would love that.
Oh, my gosh. I will not raise my children in the city. Like, I have to live out in the country. They have to have the same experiences with pets and, I mean, responsibility and everything that I did when I was little. So let's hope one day one of my songs does something big so I can move to the country.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Sounds luxurious. Sounds definitely. Let's see here, looking through the chat room. Alan in the chat room asks, does Ashley like shoes?
I am more of a boot girl, but yes, I love boots. But I'm a girl, so yeah, I definitely love shoes. I don't really do the heels unless I kind of have to dress up. I'm not very good at walking in heels. So I think I'm going to stick to boots, but yes, I love shoes.
Definitely. And boots are cuter. That's my opinion.
Yeah, they're just more comfortable, and I know that I'm going to wear my boots and not going to fall on my face.
Sounds good. That's always good.
Yes.
Definitely. So let's see here. Let's see, trying to look in the chat room a little bit. What is your favorite vacation spot?
Anywhere with a beach. I love the beach. I'm just so inspired by the water and the ocean, and every time I go there, which is not very often, I'm reminded of God's presence. Like, seriously, the beach, I get my most amazing song ideas there, and it just always seems to be relaxing. When you're at the beach, I equate that to relaxation. So anywhere with the beach, and I'm good.
Definitely get some suntan lotion, and you're all set.
Of course, yes.
Oh, yeah. So let's see here. What is the best gift that you have ever received?
I got a guitar from my grandfather before I moved to Nashville. I had my first guitar. It was a guitar from a pawn shop, and it was $50. It was better for firewood, but it was okay to start out with. Mom, you know, to see if I liked it. You know, she wasn't going to go spend money on an expensive guitar. So she got me that. And then before I moved to Nashville, my grandfather said, you're not taking that guitar. You've got to have a better one. You're going to be up there writing with all those big songwriters. And it was just more of the gesture than, you know, it's not really the guitar. It's a great guitar, but it was more, you know, that was my grandfather's way of saying, I believe in you wholeheartedly, and he's just always really been there for me. He's really, really great.
That's awesome. That is super cool. And a great story as well.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. He's 78 years old. He's coming to run the race, to walk the race with us, and he's just, he's one of the reasons that I'm actually in this town doing what I'm doing. He's just always been there, whether it was taking me to guitar lessons or, you know, driving me to a gig when I couldn't drive. He's just always, he's my rock. He's been there since the beginning, so.
Definitely. It's always good to have someone who supports you, and it's always good.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Do you like to cook? And if so, what is your favorite thing to cook?
I cannot cook. I'll start out by saying that. I put a Pop-Tart in the microwave for a minute and, like, I was doing something else in my apartment the other day. And I was like, man, it smells like smoke in here. And then I heard a boom. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so one of my friends was here, and he said, well, how long did you put it in there for? And I was like, only a minute. Apparently you can't put Pop-Tarts in there for over, like, 10 seconds. So I really, yeah, don't do that. Just take my word for it. So I don't really cook, but I can. I do have my mom's recipe for lasagna, and I can manage that, and it's really good. And so that's always my go-to thing. Like, if I'm having people over for dinner or my family or whoever I'm cooking for, I'm pretty good at lasagna. I can do lasagna.
That sounds good, because I am 100% Italian, and I love my lasagna, so we're all good.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I probably need to come to your house. Italian is my all-time favorite. Oh, I love it.
Definitely. We're always doing some Italian home cooking over here.
amazing. Spaghetti is my favorite thing to eat in the world. I could eat it every single day. If
mine
I
too.
Just have a million calories in it, but I could eat it every single day.
Absolutely. So let's see here. Oh, this is a good question. What is your process for writing songs?
It first has to start with inspiration. And mostly I get that from, you know, listening to other music, or just, you know, in a conversation, somebody will say something. But, and so the process with, I mean, it starts with inspiration, but then it's different every time. Sometimes I'll have an idea, you know, that maybe somebody has said something and I'll go write that. Or other times I just have a cool melody if I'm just, like, fiddling around on a guitar and I'm like, oh, that's cool. And so I record it and, you know, later on see if I can find lyrics or, you know, it's different every time, but all the time I have to be inspired. It has to be something either that I've felt, that I know about, and that I've lived, or, you know, I'm not going to try to pretend to do something that I don't know, so.
Yeah, definitely. So another good question, do you have someone that dresses you for shows, or are you able to pick whatever you want?
I pick what I want. I don't think I'm that far yet in my career. You know, there's certain things the record label will pick out and you know, throw my way and for photo shoots or whatever, and that's always fun because you get to keep the clothes. Mostly, you know, I say what I like and what I don't like. Like, I never, if I'm doing a live show with a band, I usually end up, you know, running around the stage, so I, of course, don't want to wear a dress, because that wouldn't be pretty. That would probably involve my most embarrassing moment if I ever did that. I mostly pick out, you know, my own clothes. It's mostly jeans and boots and shirts and jewelry and all that.
Definitely. Awesome. Anything that's super comfortable. And the dress, yeah, I wouldn't do that because we've had actually a lot of outfit malfunctions with that one on the show.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And that would be the most embarrassing thing. I don't want anyone seeing my underwear.
Yeah.
My white. I'm sure no one would want me seeing their whitey tidies, so we just won't go there.
Definitely. Definitely. So, where do you see yourself in 5 years with your career?
Hopefully I see myself, it'd be great to have, you know, some top 10 records. Hopefully timing wise, hopefully I will have made my second record and they both would have been released. And, the music business is in a crazy period right now. You know, kind of in a jam, in a bad place, and so I've had a record finished for 3 years now, and it's frustrating not to have it out to the public, the whole thing, you know, and of course I would love to be traveling more and playing, so in 5 years, hopefully that's what I'll be doing. I'll be hitting the road hard, working on a second album, and just growing as an artist, as a songwriter, and taking people with me on this adventure, so.
Definitely.
Hopefully I'm somewhere farther than I am now.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I absolutely wish you all the best and all the luck in the world with everything that you want to do. And I am a supporter.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. And I was talking to my manager, and I said, you know, I have a lot of great loyal fans that are just amazing people that it's hard to call fans because I would go hang out with them or, you know, have a beer with them or dinner or whatever. And it's just, I feel very, very blessed to have met a lot of the people that I have met and to have the big support behind me that I do. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means the world to me. So thank
Absolutely.
You. And I'm a fan of yours and how, I mean,
just a young chicken and doing all of this stuff. It's just amazing to me. It's great, like, to have ambition that young. You're going to go far.
Thank you. And I love doing it because I get to meet so many great people like yourself and so many talented people. It's so much fun for me. It's better than, you know, me being out and doing bad stuff. So it's good.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. You definitely sound way older than 15.
I get that so much.
But it's a very, very good thing. When you have a wise soul and, you know, you have ambition, you're going places in the world. So you should be proud of that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That is, like, super, super sweet. Thank you. And then we are definitely running out of time, but I want to ask one more little question.
Okay.
Awesome. So do you have any music videos out, or are you working on any?
We don't have any videos, you know, as far as with a song. Usually with a single, they release to radio, then, you know, they go in and make the video and all of that. So since we haven't had a single release to radio, we're still, you know, we're not to the video part yet. But I'm very excited to do that someday. I've been on a lot of video shoots, and it looks fun. It looks really tiring, believe it or not, but there are videos of me just making, you know, I have a little handheld camera that I keep in my purse or in the van on the road, and so there's funny videos, and like I said, I mean, you'll know exactly who I am if you watch them, so those are, I have a YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/AshleyRay, and they're on MySpace and Facebook, too, so go check out, there's some kind of funny ones in there, too, and so go check those out.
Awesome. Posted them in the chat room. And thank you so much for coming on. It was so much fun talking to you. And you can come on any time. I loved having you.
I thank you so much. And please keep in touch. I have your Twitter now, and we'll keep in touch. And I wish you nothing but the best. And keep in touch with my schedule. Maybe if I'm around the Midwest or something, I definitely would love to have you out at the show.
You know I will.
Well, thank you so much, Josie. Have a great weekend, and keep doing what you're doing. You should be really proud of yourself.
Thank you so much, and you keep going, and I love it. I love you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Keep in touch.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. It was so much fun talking with Ashley Ray. She is so awesome. You guys got to check everything out. I posted all the links on in the chat room there, so you have easy access. She's so awesome. You got to get her new album, And if you go to any of the links, you'll see it. And it's amazing. And then I also want to welcome before I wrap up here, I want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dunkin' Donuts in Oriole Plaza, Delray Beach, Florida, for their support and promoting Your Time with Josie. Also, a special thanks to sponsors Schroeder's Ace Hardware at 837 South Westmore Myers Road in Lombard, Illinois. They're such nice people, and will help you out with all. Oh, I am so sorry. They are the nicest people and will help you out with all of your hardware needs. They're great. And thanks so much, everyone, for just supporting and so much. Keep tuning in each week for new segments that will be added to the show, such as this next one. We have some crazy, we have a new feature called Crazy Items for Sale on eBay. And so the first one, which I thought were hilarious, I just went through tons of just different crazy things, and I picked the best ones. There is an imaginary friend selling on eBay. You heard me correct. An imaginary friend on eBay for $1. And then there is a sad face on toast, which is 99 cents. And then the final one, which is just hilarious, there is real moose poop on a necklace for $10.99. Yep. See, it can't get much crazier than that. So now you see why we picked those ones. And we'll have new ones. We'll have new ones next week. Absolutely. Upcoming guests, let's see here, September 24th is the KCKellyville.com staff are going to come and chat with me. They're hilarious, hilarious. And then October 8th is our anniversary show celebrating 1 year on the air with many guest appearances. And trust me, you're going to love it because there's so many appearances from previous guests that we had. So don't miss out on that. That's going to be hilarious. October 22nd, we will be broadcasting from Georgia. Still a guest to be announced. And I'll, of course, announce it on Twitter, Facebook, and on the page when we get everything in order. On October 29th will be our Halloween show with special guest Chelsea Ray. That's going to be a really fun episode and a scary one, may I add. And Chelsea Ray is just an amazing, amazing singer, and she's just, I can't wait to talk to her. Super fun. Also, I want to let you guys know that also in Your Time with Josie, we'll be moving to a new primetime spot starting next week, September 24th. Our show will be on Friday nights, same day, Friday nights, at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, and 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And we will, of course, post the reminder on the website and social networking sites for Josie's show included. And I also want I want to thank everyone for coming and being a part of Your Time with Josie's show tonight. I hope you all have a great weekend and tune in again next week for another show. But before we do that, of course, before we wrap up, I got you pot of gold. So we are going to give some lucky fan in the chat room a Your Time with Josie autograph. So let's see here. We're going to, all right, hold on. Okay, so I'm trying to pick from this hat. Okay, one big hat. We're going to pick, let's see here, what does this say? Oh, strum a banjo. Strum a banjo, congratulations. You got the autograph. So just let me know in an email at josie@josieshow.com. Let me know where I can send the autograph, and we also might throw in a little extra little surprise for you, too, for the appreciation in coming to Your Time with Josie. I also want to, before we wrap up, I want to mention Brian Cole's new music video. He was a prior guest on Your Time with Josie and great friend of mine. He, on the webpage, as you can see, there's a music video called I'm Coming Home, Brian Cole. It's his new music video. And at the 129 mark in the video, it features Brian Cole in his Your Time with Josie t-shirt, which is awesome. So you got to watch that whole video. And it's super, super cute. So I will talk to you all soon. Thank you guys so much. All right. Bye. And remember, Stone Banjo, get your autograph. Awesome. Bye.
This is Your Time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.